everybody. This Beat All Matters. Car Radio News. 97.3 FM. We got Darren in the house. How you doing, Darren?
Morning, Pete. You got your breakfast and your coffee?
I do. Right. I've had a few cups. I'm ready to go. So good to go. How about you?
I'm well. Yeah. Waking up.
Okay, good. Awesome. Well, we got another great show here for you guys today. I got my good friend back from Pure Clean, Ben Surdy, and he's got some new stuff to talk about today. How you doing?
Pure Clean in the house.
That's good. That's awesome, man. Well, you know, the thing about you, Ben, is you always come with something new, some new technology. We're going to talk about that today. You got a thing called Pure Odor Systems, right, is what the new technology is, right?
Guaranteed odor removal.
Wow. Yep. Wow. And that has not existed since you came up with this, right?
Not since I've been in the industry. I mean, odor removal has been a big challenge for the industry, but we've got something that's working really well.
That's cool. Yeah, the only way you could remove odor before is just burn the house down.
Burn the house down.
Yeah. That removes it. Then it's gone. Yeah. If you don't want to do that, then you got to go see Ben and the gang over there at Pure Clean. So let's talk a little bit about this new technology you've developed. You said it actually is guaranteed.
Yeah. It's a vapor delivery system.
Okay.
I won't go into the chemistry of it because it is proprietary,
yeah,
the development of it, but it's a vapor release system that we're able to set up in somebody's home. So the odor elimination process takes a day.
Okay. When you say vapor delivery, what do you have, these big units on the floor?
We have a machine that basically creates the solution, a vapor that travels through the home. We turn on the furnace so that it's pulling it through the entire home.
Oh, even through the ductwork.
Yeah, and it's able to sanitize the home. So the main component of it kills bacteria, viruses. We've got a whole list of all the things that it kills.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We're going to talk about that in a sec. So let's go. So basically, I had thought about that, but really, if you want true odor removal, you got to get through the ductwork. You got to get all the
furniture everywhere. Yeah.
So this thing, basically the vapor then just floats through the air,
mm-hmm,
and it travels through all the systems, all the couches, all the rooms.
It goes through the light sockets and through the wall cavities. I mean, it completely sanitizes the whole environment and eliminates the odor-causing bacteria.
Wow. So how many, in a typical, let's say, a couple thousand square foot house, how many of these units do you have to set up in the house?
For every 800 square feet, we'll set up a unit. So
okay,
if we're treating it upstairs and a downstairs or different areas of a home.
Okay.
So we take measurements, cubic square footage, and then we come up with the proper chemistry breakdown.
Okay. And I'm sure as the kind of the way you think, you probably had this all tested out. You figured out all this
stuff. There's been a lot of trial and case studies and projects that we've fine-tuned it, and we got it down.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, let's back up. So I want to kind of go back. We'll talk about the how it actually kills the bacteria and the viruses, but how did you get this idea? Where did this, because I know you always come up with new ideas. Where did this come from?
I just, I talk to a lot of people and I figure out what needs aren't being met, you know, where there's opportunity in the market to create a solution that's not available. And so we knew ozone was available and thermal fogging and enzymes and everything like that. But synonymously, if you talk to property managers or auto detailers, whatever, they always fall short.
And you had tried some of those too, didn't you?
I've been in the odor removal business. I'm certified in odor removal with the IICRC. So we've tested tons of different things, but ultimately it wasn't getting it done. So I had to figure out what are we going to do to get a better result.
How did those, ozone and the other ones, how did they fall short? What's wrong with that technology?
I don't know. You know, there's a cigarette odor removal job I was doing in Snohomish for folks. And, you know, the trick behind ozone is you just fill the home with so many milligrams of ozone and it oxidizes the odor. But when the ozone dissipates, you go back into the unit, you're like, it still smells like cigarettes in here. I mean, and that's just the truth of it.
So it doesn't really get rid of the smell.
It helps. I think ozone has a place, but it doesn't even compete with what our system does.
Okay. Okay. If you just joined us too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. We're talking with Ben Surdy about the Pure Odor. So to find out more about this, your website is pureodorsystems.com. Is that?
Yeah, pureodorsystems.com or odorremovalseattle.com.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. So, and we'll give your number here in just a second, because a lot of you guys that have, whether it's pet urine, smoke, whatever it is, you can't get rid of, Ben's your guy to get rid of it, sounds like. Okay, so you've tried these different things. So that was kind of the idea. You talked to a lot of people out there in the industry. And so what is it that got you from the current technologies to doing something different? How did you figure out that, like, the system you had, we're not going to get into chemistry, but let's talk about, like, how did you have that big aha moment?
We developed a liquid stabilized version of it, okay. And we were using it really, really successfully to remediate odor from urine.
In the carpet.
In carpet and padding. Okay. And we were getting results that, we're eliminating the odor in that. So we basically went to an indoor environmentalist and an industrial air quality testing company, and we started playing around with the creating a more of a gas version of it.
Okay.
A vapor. And start testing that. And so what it does is it eliminates mold and allergens in the home as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I stumbled. I'm always testing things. Yeah. And when
you're
I go
like
back
Bill,
to the shop.
The Bill Nye of carpet cleaning. So yeah. Back at his lab. Yeah.
Yeah. When I go back to the shop, I mean, I'm always testing things. Yeah. I've got companies sending me different formulas and they want me to test them. And so that's how we kind of discovered how effective this was.
Okay. You know? So tell me, with the pure odor system, so let's talk about a little bit about how it actually, mold, I guess. That's a common one.
Mold.
Is a good one. So what, how does it actually kill the mold in the, when it's in airborne?
You know, when you get into the science explanations of things like that, really what it does is it ruptures the cell membrane and it dehydrates the cell so that it eliminates the bacteria. If you were to, like, bleach, sodium hydrochloride, it kills the bacteria, but it's also extremely harmful.
Yeah.
You know, that's not used in Europe. And so if you could spray bleach all over your house to kill bacteria and eliminate odors, you would, but it's extremely toxic and and things like that. And so our product acts like bleach does, without the harmful side effects things.
So you have created something that does not provide harmful indoor air quality. It's actually
safe. It makes a huge improvement.
Huge improvement. Yeah, huge that's really cool. All right, we come back. We're going to continue to talk with Ben Surdy here at Pure Clean. That's actually Pure Odor System. So you go to pureodorsystems.com or odorremovalseattle.com. Or you can give a call, too, if you want to get this done. Give him a call, 206-353-4155. That's 206-353-4155. And I'll do a shout-out to all the ladies out there that are answering the phones for Ben. You can check this show out and all the other ones with Pure Clean, a sponsor of ours here, at mynorthwest.com/homematters, or check us out on the Cairo Radio app in perpetuity on this show. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Cairo Radio News, 97.3 FM. All right, we're back. This is Pete. Home Matters, Cairo Radio News, 97.3 FM. What do you think so far, Darren?
You learn? Every show you have on here is for homes, and this is Home Matters.
Yeah.
And I'll never own a home. Some millennium.
Spoken like a true millennial, I guess, right?
So dozing off.
Yeah, you're just... Well, maybe this could apply to your beer. I don't know. Yeah, maybe you and Ben could... I tell you what, you need to pick this guy's brain. He's like the science of everything. So he might be able to develop something for you in his lab.
I'll get one of my brewers to talk to him.
There you go.
No hangover beer.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be good. You might want to start working on that. That's another thing you'd be different on.
That would make...
That'd be awesome. All right, so we're talking to have a great discussion here with Ben Surdy. He owns Pure Clean, pureodorsystems.com. You guys also own the what is it?
Pure Dry Restoration.
Pure Dry Restoration, yeah. You do the water. You got a lot of things going on, man. It's good. But you're always developing something new. We're having a good discussion about this Pure Odor System, which actually is guaranteed to eliminate the odors. And, you know, one thing I want to tell you guys, typically when you have some kind of a situation like mold, mildew, bacteria, anything like that, the three elements they need is food, water, and oxygen. And so basically, the way Ben is describing it to me, the way I understand it is he's basically taking the water out. They're basically dehydrating that cell to the point where it dies.
Correct.
Yeah. And so that really, I mean, you're taking one of those elements away. And when you do, that living thing will go. So one thing we did talk off air, just so people know this, is I guess that your system kills every living thing in the house, right? If it's in there.
Yeah, and I don't want to confuse people by thinking it's some toxic thing.
Yeah.
It's a very green and safe product. Just the concentrations that we're using it at
yeah.
in that environment are very high that you can't be in the home when it's going on.
Yeah.
And so just as it kills all the bacteria and odor-causing bacteria and odors, yeah, so we remove any fish, cats, dogs, okay. humans, you know,
plants
from the home.
Okay.
We go in and do our process, and then they can go back.
And that takes what you said, how long about to do the process?
Yeah, a typical job, the day one is doing the treatment. Yeah. The next morning we come in and ventilate the home, and within yeah. you know a few hours they can come back in the home and it's good.
So they have to be gone for a day then? Really?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So you can take like the fish and the plants, put them in the garage, or is that bad? Does it go in the garage?
We'll seal the garage
okay.
off.
And they can just have put things in there.
Yep.
Okay, but they don't have to bag their food. It's not a toxic.
No, and part of the solution that we use is used to treat drinking water. It's what makes drinking water able to be drank.
Okay.
They use it for sanitizing vegetables in grocery stores. One of the components in our product. And so it's very healthy.
Okay.
It's just the concentrations we're using are much higher.
Okay. So you're saying it's kind of like an oxidizing type component.
It is an oxidizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's doing. Okay. That's very cool. So now, let's talk about one thing I wanted to ask you, just so that everybody's clear on this. Let's say it's smoke, because cigarette smoke just is stinky and it gets everywhere. And it's
yeah.
I guess, up until this particular technology, it was almost impossible to get rid of it totally, right? Because it gets in the paint, it's in the furniture.
It's really challenging. You can spend a lot of money and a lot of time trying to completely eliminate that odor. So
yeah.
our product is able to do that for half the cost of what you would do to go through and paint all the walls and all the ceilings and
yeah.
rip out carpet and rip out this and, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, the other problem with that is you can encapsulate the paint, you can rip out all the carpet, but you still have the duct works.
You got all the duct work.
And
all the
if that
cavities,
starts running, yeah, it's going to come back. Yeah.
Yeah, anywhere that cigarette smoke goes, our product goes.
Okay.
And that's the key.
Yeah, so that it does totally eliminate it. And that's why you guarantee it then, I guess, right?
That's what, yeah.
Now, one of the questions that I had that kind of popped in, because I think a lot of people, you know, or thinking about this is, okay, so I have furniture. Let's say I have couches, fabric couches. And mm-hmm. Now the bacteria, the cigarette smoke is not just on the surface of the couch, but it's inside the couch pillows or cushions.
Yeah.
So how does that work? How does your system like get in there and actually kill that?
It passes through. I mean, the molecules in my product are very, very small. So any object in that room, if you don't want it deodorized, remove it from the room.
Oh, okay.
It's
small. The particle is small enough where it can actually get through mm-hmm. the fabric pores. And
yeah, we have a odor elimination room in my shop. Because we do oriental rug cleaning and things like that. We'll bring a rug in there, put it in there, bring it out, odor's gone. I mean, it passes through fabrics. I mean,
wow.
it's really neat.
You know, I imagine for problem employees, you could stick them in that room too. Take care of them.
Smelling a little right yeah. this morning, Johnny.
Yeah. We're going to send you into the deodorizer room.
Get fumigated.
Yeah. Okay. But let's talk about application, because some of the places where, now, this is not just in residential homes. Where have you used this and where is
We're
it
doing a lot of daycare facilities, nursing homes, assisted living, auto dealerships that have cars that they can't get rid of the smell.
Okay.
A lot of real estate agents call us to get rid of the funky smells that people don't realize are
yeah.
there.
You probably have a lot of apartment complexes.
A lot of apartment complexes. Yeah.
What about in gyms? I guess anywhere there's a bacteria element, you can get rid of it then.
Yeah. Gyms, health clubs.
Okay. I guess the question is, like, let's say a daycare or a gym, Ben. Do you have to like do a regular maintenance on this?
Treatment.
Yeah, over time, because bacteria is going to come back. I mean,
bacteria is going to be reintroduced into the environment.
Yeah,
and you know, the longer that bacteria sits, the more is compiled on it, and then you can have issues, whether it's cold, flu viruses, or anything like that. So,
yeah.
with daycares, we set up a maintenance program to where we're coming through and we're retreating that environment.
Okay,
and it greatly reduces. I mean, 22 million days a year missed from kids from flu virus and
wow
cold. 22
okay.
million days of school, and so just by eliminating the cold and flu virus in a school environment, can make a tremendous improvement. So we're starting to introduce it to different school programs and things too.
And you have started to do some schools as well, public schools?
Yeah, we got to meet with the board and kind of educate them a little bit more on it.
Yeah, I'm sure they're a little bit nervous about it because it's a new technology. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, virus and things like that are spread by aerosol. So coughing, sneezing.
Yeah.
Just gets all over everything, but they don't really do anything about it. Our product can fix that.
Okay, that's very cool. We come back, we're going to finish up this discussion, and then we're going to go into your home as far as allergens. We're going to have a little interesting discussion about dust mites and dust feces and the black towel test. This is going to kind of gross you out, but it's going to help you understand why you need to have Ben and his gang in the home. You can check them out. Give them a call at 206-353-4155. Ask for Jenny, Kayla, Kaylee, Diane, or Kyrie. Did I get them all?
Kiri.
I'm sorry, Kiri. Shout out to you, Kiri. So Jenny, Kayla, Kylie, Diane, or Kiri, 206-353-4155. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. All right, we're back. This is Pete, Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. I'm here with my good brother Darren over here at the boards.
Hey, Pete, how's it going?
Are you awake?
I'm awake.
Okay. You had your coffee and all that?
Yep, definitely.
All right. That's
couple
good.
Of cups.
That's good. I know this isn't not too exciting because you never want to be a homeowner, but that's okay.
No, I would like to be.
But, let's just put it this way.
If you have a
house you're living in or an apartment, you don't want it to be stinky, right?
No, I would not like it to be stinky.
There you go. So that's why you need a guy like Ben.
Yes.
Because you complain to the landlord, and then the landlord would have to hire Ben to get the stink out of your home.
Yeah, that's how that works.
You probably created.
Let's leave my lifestyle out of this.
I don't know. You know, it's like that Billy Currington song, I'm pretty good at drinking beer. That's probably, your house probably reeks of old alcohol.
Yeah.
But you can get rid of the alcohol smell too, right?
We can.
Okay. Maybe get rid of him while you're at it.
Gotta remove the source.
Darren's over there just shaking his head. He left the conversation. He's pissed off at me now. All right, so we're back here talking to Ben Surdy. He owns PureOdorSystems.com, also Pure Clean. Give him a call if you guys have a pet, if you got something going on, and it could be pet urine odor, could be bad food smells like curry you were talking about,
marijuana smoke.
Yeah, if your kids are really toking it up in their bedroom, you want to make sure you get Ben a call. I'm just kidding, you guys. All right, but I was looking at your list here. I mean, you this thing takes care of Ebola, takes care of MRSA, E. coli, Legionella, Streptococcus, which is, I guess that's a big one, huge for sickness. So you're really actually, like you said, with the kids, I mean, 22 million sick days,
that's a lot,
unbelievable. Yeah. You're probably going to get into some work environments too, because that affects people's productivity. Yeah. Have you done one of those jobs yet in a commercial?
Not yet.
No, yeah. That's probably coming.
It's going to spread.
It's going to come. Well, let's, because I'm sure, guys, you're sitting there thinking, okay, this is like really cool and I want to do this, but I wonder how much it costs. So let's go, you know, we always talk in this show, and we've done this with Ben before on carpet cleaning and things like that, kind of price versus cost. So let's say you are an investor and you have a rental home. Let's say it's a couple thousand square feet and you're renting it for about $2,000 a month, which is kind of typical around here for rent. How does that compare with, so I've got some bad odor that I can't get rid of. What does that compare with the cost of yours versus the payback over time?
So we've got I'll give you a real life scenario. We've got a landlord, the home, similar, it's 1,800 square foot home. The tenant moved out. He paid a carpet cleaning company, not us. Shame on him. to go in there, they've done enzymes, they've done ozone. He spent a lot of money doing this.
Yeah, okay.
He still can't rent the home. It's been a month. He's going into his second month. So he's
Without rent. Yeah.
Okay, so if he would have called me from the beginning, we would have gone in there and saved him thousands of dollars. So you see cost versus price, the cost of not doing it properly from the beginning with our system is going to cost you a lot more than not.
Yeah.
But on average, you know, we were talking off air, and the cost is dictated by the cubic square feet, the concentration of the product that I need to use. But I did want to give some averages so people have an idea. And, you know, if you've got an apartment, let's say it's a two-bedroom apartment, usually that's between $500 and $1,000 to do that process.
Okay.
Which is a great savings if you look at, if you're a landlord trying to get it back on the market or something like that. A home, a 2,000-square-foot home would be between $1,500 and $2,000.
Okay.
What square footage home did I say?
Yeah, it was a 2,000.
2,000, yeah.
Yes.
So it does seem expensive, but when you look at the cost of not doing it and keeping that odor in your home and turning off all the potential buyers and renters, that cost is far more.
Well, I mean, if you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. So, Ben, let's talk, because let's do the math here. So, let's say I have a 2,000-square-foot home. I can rent for $2,000. So, we got a pretty good market now. And let's say you're coming in to basically eliminate the odor for good, because you guarantee it.
Guarantee it.
That costs me $2,000. Mm-hmm. So, every month I wait, I'm out $2,000. So, that's a 30-day payback for me if I'm a property owner.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's like a no-brainer. Why would, especially if it's a tough odor like cigarette or something that I cannot get rid of. I can't rent that place because I know, you go into even cars that are stinky from cigarette smoke, it reeks, you know, and if you're not a smoker, you smell that.
Yeah, car dealerships can't sell cars if they smell or they give a significant discount on the car because, you know, whatever. So this is actually going to, cars are a couple $100,
okay.
You know, to do.
That's not bad. I don't think your price is out of line considering that they don't have another alternative to eliminate it and guarantee elimination.
Our solution's half the cost of other traditional means of odor remediation, meaning if you were to wash all the walls and seal everything with bins and remove all the materials and do all the work that people do, the cost would be far more than our solutions.
Well, there you go. I mean, so that's another part of the price versus the cost. If you do it the old way, the outdated, old-fashioned way, it's probably going to be worth twice the cost of what you guys are doing coming in. And now, have you ever had a situation where somebody said, I still smell something, and you had to come back in because of the guarantee, or is it?
We did have a situation, and it was urine-related, and it just, we needed to remove a section of the drywall because it was the urine was soaked into the sill plate, and so we needed to get access to that. We treated it with the liquid version of our solution.
Okay.
We retreated the home, and it was gone.
Okay.
But if we can't eliminate the odor, we completely give you your money back, and we give you $100 on top of that.
Wow. Okay.
Because it's a bold guarantee, but I feel that confident.
That it works, How do you, are you the one that determines, because I would imagine you mentioned about concentration, so there's different concentrations for different. Okay, so do you take care of that personally?
I go out and I do the initial scoping, inspecting. I've got moisture meters, hygrometers, thermal imaging cameras. I'm looking for what's causing the odor.
Okay.
Because I got to detect what the source is. A lot of people call and they're like, hey, my home smells musty. My basement smells musty. Well, they've got a pipe that's been leaking in their wall for a year and it's got mold all throughout their basement.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of these jobs, we're going in there and scoping out what's the source of the odor, removing the source, then treating the whole environment to oxidize all the odor-causing bacteria, and then we're done.
You know, that's actually really smart of you because, you know, you can treat, but if the source of the odor, like a leaking pipe, is not fixed, it's just going to come back.
Yeah.
So
we do a complete healthy home inspection.
Okay.
And we're really determining where it's coming from and how we're going to fix it.
And then, so because you're using all these tools, you must charge for this, I would imagine, right?
Right now, the inspection is something that we do at no cost.
Really?
Yeah. You know,
wow.
I've been going out and doing inspections at no cost and giving them the inspection recommendations of what my thing would be. And if they want to use us, great. If they don't, you know.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, Ben. The other thing, too, you guys, just so you know, because Ben did tell me that it was okay off the air. If you have a really tough problem or a technical question, if you call 206-353-4155 and you talk to any of the wonderful ladies there, if you want to speak to Ben will get back to you and give you a call.
You could email me. Cautious to give my email, but that's okay.
You might get flooded here.
Email is usually best because I do get tons of calls.
Okay.
And feel free to email me. It's ben@purecleanseattle.com. Okay. And because lots of people are going to have questions. Does it work for this? Does it work for that? And they want my advice on different things. So.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. We come back. We're going to get into, so that's pureodorsystems.com. Check them out. Give them a call. Or you can email Ben. It's ben@purecleanseattle.com.
Seattle.com.
PureCleanSeattle.com. We're going to get into now allergens and dust mites. And this one, I want you to make sure you finished your breakfast. You should just be drinking coffee. It's going to get a little bit visual here, but I want you to understand the importance of the black towel test and some of the things Ben's going to talk about to see if you really have a problem with dust mites in your home, which cause a lot of the allergens and issues that you're probably having. So with that on, Pete, this is Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio News, 97.3 FM. I'm here with Darren. Darren.
Yes, Pete.
We're going to talk all about little spidery creatures now called dust mites that you have in your house.
Great.
Kind of like infrared light. You can't see them, but they're there. But there's a way that you can find out how bad it is. We're going to talk to Ben about that. But how do you feel about having all these little creatures crawling all over your body while you're sleeping?
Yeah, I'd prefer they weren't there.
But it doesn't bother you all that bad, right?
No, I'm not going to freak out about it. Okay. But it's still a little disconcerting.
Yeah. Actually, I think we have a whole bunch of things crawling all over our body, and we just don't know it right now. So...
Some of your listeners are going to
hear it. It's like, yeah,
earmuffs.
Pretty soon my skin's going to walk off my body out the door. All right. Before we talk to Ben here about this, this is related to allergens in the home. So if you've got, you know, you're sneezing, sniffling, your kids are, you got rhinitis, all these kinds of things, this relates back to indoor air quality. I mean, there is issues with pet dander, there's issues with mold, but we're going to talk more about dust mites because they're very, very common. I think they're probably in every single space that's around. So I want to give you a little background, so hopefully you're not eating here. Dust mites, they're very small, about a third millimeter in length. They look like spiders. They have eight legs, but they're so small you can't see them. But they thrive in warm, more humid environments like your home, and they grow. They have what they have, if you look at them under a microscope, they have little sticky pads at the end of their legs, and that's how they attach the fibers like pillows and beds and couch cushions and all that. But the thing that causes the problem, when we talk to Ben about here, is we're really dealing, the allergen is the mite's feces, right?
Yeah.
So basically their enzyme that they're basically pooping out turns into a powder, and that gets into everything.
Yeah, so, you know, some people don't have a sensitivity to it. Some people do, but they don't even realize. You know, if you're sleeping at night and you wake up feeling, you know, like itchy throat, dry eyes, and all these things, it's usually a symptom that you have a sensitivity to the indoor environment.
Yeah.
And it means that you've got a high volume of dust mite allergens that are triggering that.
And it could be coughing, too, because I notice I cough some coughing. One thing that kind of freaked me out a little bit is dust mites live for about a month, and they produce about 20 fecal pellets per day. So if you have hundreds of thousands of these in your home, multiply that times 20, and that's about all the feces that's floating around in your house.
They're really small. You know, they say, you know, 7,000 dust mites could fit on your thumbnail.
Wow.
So you can't see them really with your naked eye.
And they feed off of your dead skin, too. That's kind of what they eat, don't they? So we slough off dead skin all the time.
We shed about an ounce a day, and that's what they eat. That's how they survive. They eat proteins, which is skin, and then they procreate. They're always laying eggs, and there's more. So you can't eliminate the dust mite, but you can do things to control the allergens in the home.
Yeah. Let's talk about, so I want to, but you had what you call, you know, you guys have heard about the white glove test, but Ben has a thing called the black towel test. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a test that I developed a couple of years ago to be able to demonstrate or visually see what it is that we're talking about, because we're talking about the invisible.
Yeah, you can't see them, right.
And so to be able to show yourself, and it's kind of a fun, you know, thing to do at home.
Or freaks you out. What do they do?
may cause you to get something clean. But,
yeah,
you know, you take the black towel and you put it over the end of your vacuum hose and just go to, you know, the armrest on your couch or your mattress, pull your sheets off, go to your mattress, and run that towel, black linen, along the material. And after about 10 to 15 seconds of doing that, pull that up. And if you see a thick, white, kind of sticky film, then that's what you're seeing is the dust mite feces and dead skin that's built up in your fabric that you can't see.
That basically, otherwise, they're attaching the black towel to the vacuum hose.
Yep.
They're running that over, say, like their bed.
Yep.
Right? If they come up with a white film, that means they're laying in all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And something that's interesting is many people don't clean their mattress, you know?
Yeah.
It's been 10 years. You say, when's the last time you had your mattress cleaned?
Yeah.
And they say, I've never cleaned it before.
I never thought about that until, I mean, I heard your commercial with Rachel here on the radio about she had her mattress cleaned and was amazed.
If you have, I mean, if you have this done, you'll have the best night's sleep you've ever had. And people are always like, yeah, right, you know, but I'm serious. I mean, once you do this, if you throw your sheets in the wash and you have your mattress cleaned with our anti-allergen process and, you know, throw away your pillows and get new pillows, you'll have the best night's sleep you've ever had.
Yeah.
But you won't know until you find out, I guess.
Okay, so, but this also applies, you can do that black towel test on your couch cushions everywhere in your home, right? So it's not just your bed.
The big recommendation I always give you, I always say, Ms. Jones, how often do you vacuum your upholstery? Well, I don't vacuum my upholstery. Most people don't remove that dry particulate soil and the dust mite feces and stuff, so it just builds up till it reaches a saturation point.
Yeah.
Every time you sit on that couch, it poofs up into your breathing.
I was just
going
to say, if you sit on your couch and there's sun coming in through the windows and you see this big poof go, you know, you just disturb the dust mite poop. Does that gross you out there, Darren?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say no. I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
No, but that's kind of funny. I mean, if you see all this stuff floating in there, and actually, I have seen that in my home in the past. I never thought about it, but that's kind of bad.
Yeah,
that's really bad. Okay, so what is your process now to kind of clean that all up, whether it's a couch cushion or a mattress?
We use a turbine vacuum system. Basically, the vacuum system that we use is hooked up to a very powerful amount of suction. Like
in your truck?
In the truck.
Okay.
And so we have an apparatus that hooks up to the suction line, and we do dry soil removal.
Okay.
We apply an anti-allergen preconditioner. And it's got some derivative of a bark extract, and that's what denatures the allergen.
Okay.
But we treat it, and we hot water extract. So we got a tremendous amount of suction power.
Okay.
Hot water at 240 degrees. We steam clean.
So what sanitize. Is this pre-treat you put on?
The preconditioner breaks down the oils and soils, but it's also grabbing onto the allergens and denaturing them. As we're cleaning, when we're done cleaning, we've got a post-application of a product. It's our own product, Pure Clean Anti-Allergen Treatment, and it gives you 6 months of allergy relief.
Okay.
Because it stays in the fabric, and every time an allergen comes in contact with it, it eradicates the protein. And so that's what we do. And then, you know, you wait till the mattress dries, and you put your new sheets on, and boy, you're going to have a good night's sleep.
Yeah. And you're saying this every 6 months, you should probably be doing this, right?
That's what people should do.
Okay.
You know,
I know they don't, but they should.
Yeah.
If this kind of grossed you out, and you're thinking, wow, I wonder how much dust my feces I have in my home, what I'd recommend, now this is Ben's Pure Clean side of the business, so give Ben's women a call there. It's Jenny, Kayla, Kaylee, Diane, or Kiri. At 206-353-4155. They can talk about, you know, carpet cleaning and things when they come out, but this is a real problem. Allergens are a real problem. Indoor air quality is a real problem. And also, if you have something that's really stinky in your home and you can't get it out, give them a call too. 206-353-4155. Ben, again, it's always, man, I always learn stuff from you when you come on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, all right, with that, I'm Pete, and that's Darren over there.
Yeah.
We got Home Matters here, Car Radio News. 97.3 FM.